I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, horse racing and Hong Kong dollars in Happy Valley. But first, a couple of weeks ago, I spoke with Angelo Pizzo, who wrote the screenplay for Hoosiers. Since then, at our invitation, you've been sending in your candidates for best movie set in sports ever. National Velvet got a vote, as did Caddyshack. Really? Caddyshack? Anyway, Invictus, Major League, Chariots of Fire, Pride of the Yankees, and It Happens Every Spring all have passionate supporters, too. Passionate, but wrong. For At Only a Game, we've decided to honor a movie that's celebrating an anniversary. Slapshot, the hockey comedy starring Paul Newman, turned 35 years old this year. Only a Game's Doug Tribou looks at how a recipe of minor league hockey, swearing, violence, and some guys in thick glasses produced an enduring piece of sports cinema.
The Charlestown Chiefs are a fifth-place team in a Rust Belt town on the verge of losing its mill. The rumor is that if the mill closes, the team will also fold. If that sounds like the start of a movie adaptation of a Bruce Springsteen song, trust me, it's not. Paul Newman stars as Reggie Dunlop, the Chiefs' aging player coach. Dunlop doesn't know it at first, but the team's turnaround, on the ice at least, rolls into town in the form of three long-haired brothers in black-rimmed glasses. He finds them in the bus station, dropping the gloves with a soda machine.
Guys are Hansons.
The machine took my quarter.
Who are you?
Reggie Dunlop, the coach. Grab your freaking gear and let's get going.
Okay, come on, Steve, let's go.
Took my quarter!
You think they show Speed Racer here?
The Hansons might be new to the Chiefs, but they're not shy about chiming in during Dunlop's locker room pep talk before their first game.
Guys, we all know how to play hockey. Just play it smart.
That's right.
You're not daring. Stick him! Christ, pop it!
Right here, Charlotte! Let's go!
Come on!
Need this win, you know. We got a lot of losses.
We got a lot of losses.
Start winning. Go to the top.
That's what we're here for, guys, to win.
In real life, the men who portrayed the Hansons played on the same line for the Johnstown Jets, a minor league hockey team in Pennsylvania. Two of the Hanson brothers are really brothers, Jeff and Steve Carlson. The third Hanson in the movie, Jack Hanson, is played by Dave Hanson. If all of that sounds confusing, try asking two of them to introduce themselves during an interview.
Yeah, I'm Dave Hanson. I played Jack Hanson, number 16, the good-looking and intelligent one of the Hanson brothers in Slapshot.
And how about you, Steve?
My name's Steve Carlson, and I'm the good-looking one of the Hanson brothers.
Carlson says screenwriter Nancy Dowd learned about the three players and their antics on and off the ice through her brother Ned Dowd, who also played pro hockey.
They couldn't find actors to skate well enough to do our roles, so they approached us and asked us if we wanted to do ourselves. And it took us about 5 seconds to say, okay, fine, we'll do it.
We paint all these kind of narratives of heroes and underdogs and comeback stories. That's not just movies about sports. Like, in a lot of ways, that's how sports is covered.
Will Leach is the founder of Deadspin and reviews movies for the sports website. In a column earlier this year, Leach called Slapshot the only honest sports movie.
It's guys, you know, it's guys being guys at their most base instincts. That speaks to a lot of its appeal, and they would certainly sanitize this movie today.
And there would be a lot to sanitize. The Hansons bloody their opponents and don't mind getting bloody in the process. The Chiefs use profanity like most people use punctuation. There's nudity, female and male, and while Dunlop uttering gay slurs in 1977 might have been realistic, hearing them come out of Newman's mouth in 2012 seems a bit surreal. Today, the NFL is still sorting out its bounty scandal, but Newman's Dunlop takes a more open approach in this radio interview.
I'm placing a personal bounty on the head of Tim McCracken. He's the coach and chief punk on that Syracuse team.
A bounty?
Yeah. $100 of my own money for the first of my men that really nails that creep. That's 8 o'clock at the War Memorial, the Syracuse, and the all-new Charleston Chiefs.
But to dismiss Slapshot as being simply lowbrow is off the mark. There are subtleties and sharp humor that still shine through on the screen. Writer Nancy Dowd would go on to share the Academy Award for Best Screenplay for 1978's Coming Home, a film centered around the Vietnam War. Slapshot director George Roy Hill won the Oscar for Best Director for 1973's The Sting, which also took Best Picture honors. And then, of course, there's Newman, Dave Hansen couldn't believe he was going to work with him.
And then to come find out that the guy was nothing more than a regular guy like the rest of us that liked to go out and have a good time, pull a bunch of practical jokes, and drink beer all night long. We did all that pretty well, and over three and a half, four months that it took us to do the film, became a pretty close-knit family and had a great time doing it.
Paul Newman died in 2008. Carlson remembers him as a great athlete and says they coached each other.
What helped us a lot is he would guide us through the acting part of the film, and we would help him with the hockey scenes. He would come to us for advice on what a coach would do or what a player would do in this situation.
And Carlson sees Newman's performance as a transformational moment in the acclaimed actor's career.
Could you notice that he never won an Academy Award till after Slapshot?
In the end, the Chiefs reached the Federal League championship game, and for a while they try to win without the violence. But when they hear that NHL scouts are in the crowd, they turn on the old Charlestown charm.
Well, this is more like it. It just makes me feel real glad to see the Chiefs back on the warpath again, to coin a phrase.
The Chiefs win it all, but the team is still doomed. And for slugging their way to the title, Dunlop is rewarded with a big league coaching job and makes plans to bring his guys with him. Leach loves the ending, but still puts one film higher on his list of greatest sports movies of all time.
Bull Durham is the one that feels like a spiritual cousin of Slapshot in a lot of ways. You can tell when a movie is pretending to love baseball or pretending to love sports. You can always tell that.
And that might explain Slapshot's endurance. Carlson and Hansen went on to play in the NHL, but their roles in the movie had much more staying power. Along with Jeff Carlson, they've traveled the world making appearances in character and still do up to 40 events a year. But even the Hansons acknowledge that there are other great sports movies besides Slapshot.
Yeah, Slapshot 2 and Slapshot 3.
And so we wish a happy 35th birthday to Slapshot and all its pucks, profanity, and punches. A hockey movie that lives on, frozen in time. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Trabue.
You can follow our resident Slapshot expert, Doug Trabue, on Twitter at Doug Trabue, T-R-I-B-O-U, but don't give many that stinking root beer.